Hundreds of thousands of people from across Iranian society poured into the streets yesterday to protest what they charge were fraudulent results from last week's presidential vote. Iran has seen the largest demonstrations there since the 1979 revolution. Today, Iran's Guardian Council says that it is recounting some of the votes in Friday's deeply divisive elections, and that news comes according to state television. We wanted to get some information and some news, some feedback from how Iranian Americans are processing the elections. So we're joined by Hadi Gayemi. He's the spokesperson for the International Campaign for Human Rights in Iran, and he used to work for Human Rights Watch as well. Hadi, good morning to you. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning to you.
How are you managing to stay in contact with Tehran?
Basically, internet is the main form of communication we have. And also there are, of course, the traditional means such as telephone. But internet, chats, emails, Twitter, Facebook, all of these things are being very effectively used by the Iranian youth to communicate with the outside world right now.
Share with us some of the stories, the information that you've been collecting over the last 12 hours or so.
Yeah, for the last 12 hours, for one thing, I must say the situation is really fluid. People themselves are not sure what is happening. For example, yesterday's rally, which drew at least a million people to the streets of Tehran, no one was sure if it is going to happen or not. So the accounts I got was that people all around 4 p.m. started to approach the designated area. They weren't chanting. They weren't demonstrating. Everyone just started to see if there will be other people showing up too. And slowly as it got to 5 o'clock, they realized that there are huge crowds also coming in that direction. And eventually within an hour, we saw the pictures that how the rally got underway. There is much desire by the people who are going out there that it doesn't turn violent. They don't want to be engaged in any kind of confrontations, and it was really sad that the rally ended with some shootings and 8 people dead.
Well, we have 2 rallies today. One is for President Ahmadinejad. One is for the main opposition candidate, Mousavi. What information are you getting about those rallies that are happening in the next couple of hours or so?
Yeah. Well, the Mousavi campaign just came out a few hours ago warning that this is a death trap, meaning that there are pre-planned projects to make this a very violent confrontation. I'm not sure what effect it's going to have on his supporters coming out, but the images I've seen of central Tehran is that Ahmadinejad's supporters already have taken over the spot where people were going to go. And we're waiting to hear back that whether the pro-Mousavi people are gathering in an alternative location or are they going to challenge them.
Well, Hadi, here's a typical Twitter exactly on this subject. Just a few moments ago, you've got a Sky News reporter who went by an Ahmadinejad rally and says that a few miles away there are a few hundred Mousavi reporters and then decided to go towards that demonstration. And authorities took away his satellite access. So his latest Twitter is, I'm going to make a new blog within the hour, but right now I'm going to shop and stay away from the authorities.
Exactly. So you can see that real-time information is coming out very fast, but the authorities are nervous about that. You mentioned that foreign journalists have been told not to report firsthand. And our main concern is that they may really shut down internet completely.
You work for the International Campaign for Human Rights in Iran. What are other concerns about people's human rights that have risen from these latest rallies and these protests?
Well, not only the level of violence used against them has been beyond measure, and now we have a number of deaths. We are seeing on the margins of this news of many activists and prominent people being detained, which is not getting proper attention. These are people who have been fighting under Ahmadinejad for highlighting human rights issues, and I think they're using this occasion to go after them and detain them, and we have no idea where they are, who is holding them, and what will happen to them. So we do worry about the extensive disappearances that are underway right now.
Hadi Gayemi, your spokesman for the International Campaign for Human Rights in Iran, thank you for joining us this morning.
Thank you.
It's very interesting. All you need to do is Google, and all sorts of sources of live coverage of Iran come up. And that was just one that was typical there, what Hadi was talking about.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.